The Church takes the good news to the world. These prophecies are today meeting fulfillment in the benighted regions of earth. Missionaries have been likened by the prophet to ensigns set up for the guidance of those looking for the light of truth. In that day the Lord will extend His hand yet a second time to recover the remnant which is left of His people. He will raise an ensign for the nations, and will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. RSV. Among all nations the Lord sees men and women praying for light. They grope as blind men. But they are honest in heart. With no knowledge of the written law of God nor of His Son Jesus, they have revealed the working of a divine power on mind and character. At times those who have no knowledge of God aside from that which they have received under the operations of divine grace have protected His servants at the risk of their own lives. The Holy Spirit is implanting the grace of Christ in the heart of many a noble seeker after truth, quickening his sympathies contrary to his former education. The light, which lighteth every man, is shining in his soul, and, if heeded, will guide his feet to the kingdom of God. God will not permit any soul to be disappointed in his longing for something higher and nobler than anything the world can offer. Constantly He is sending His angels to those who, surrounded by discouraging circumstances, pray in faith for some power higher than themselves to bring deliverance and peace. In various ways God will place them in touch with providences that will establish their confidence in the One who has given Himself a ransom for all. Unto all the upright in heathen lands there ariseth light in the darkness. God hath spoken, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, I will lead them in paths that they have not known, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight.